Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. Thank you so much for joining me as we continue a message I began yesterday entitled Annulling Murphy's Laws. Now, for those of you who heard it and who are familiar with that phrase, you probably just smiled, because it is a funny saying. However, if you're not familiar with that, what that word means or that phrase, it means, by definition, it's a funny or satirical proposition that if there's a possibility for something to go wrong, it will go wrong. You may not have known it by the official title, but you've probably experienced that many times. And as I shared, when it happens to us, it's not generally funny in operation. All right. Now, I think it's always good to share a little bit of our experiences, certainly our testimonies, what God has done, but also just to illustrate the kinds of things that I am talking about in terms of Murphy's Law. I'll share some of the life issues that I've experienced since I've been saved. And I would have to say it was a panorama, a colorful panorama of the most unique, incredibly creative, remarkable, inventive crises and worst case scenario. That's true personally. And in the ministry, a little more serious, there were, for example, promises that were made, they were broken, property was given, taken back, money pledged, never materialized, church members they were going to join, and then a few services later they disappeared. Oh, there was one situation where a person received an inheritance, they would wanted us to pray, and just before service they came and said, thank you for praying, I gave the tithe to another ministry, which was certainly bad timing. That's all I have to say. Now, let me just share about some personal issues. In 1980, my husband and I were married, and in 1984, we were able to purchase, by a miracle, a new two-bedroom home in Tracy. At that point, we were debt-free, and it was so exciting, a wonderful personal time, because we never thought we'd own a home, and God made it possible. However, with the very basic, we used furniture that we already had, but having to buy things like a washer, a dryer, a refrigerator, a stove, just those very basic essentials, the interest at that point in time was like, what was it, 18%? The interest basically was over $100 a month. That was the interest. And of course, we had begun debt-free. Well, let me just share another. So, you know, there were things, and then in 84, 3 months after we had moved in, Brother Glass had a major heart attack. And at our first European crusade, and this was, oh, Brother Glass loved it. The larger the crowd, the better. And of course, we were in France, there were translators, but he, in many years later, he said it was the high point of his ministry. And what happened then, the day before we were due to fly home, that we just had a day and a half, couple days rest, he collapsed and was basically in a coma with a chemistry imbalance and occult infection, an infection of unknown origin. And so, but God, he pulled him through a lot of prayer, and he came home. And then, I mean, there were a series of like medical nightmares for like 13 years. And that obviously the enemy has always had a fond dislike, if you will, if I can use that, those oppositional words for this ministry were prophetic, and he doesn't like prophetic ministries. Well, there was another time, this is more personal day-to-day kind of stuff, we had planned our first camping trip, and that was so exciting. We had just gotten a little puppy. It was really my first dog. And because as a child, we lived in an apartment, couldn't have a dog. And so we had purchased a used van from Neil's sister, a 1978 Chevy van, and it was the seats were out, and so it had carpeting, and it was just beautiful. And so I was all excited. Now you have to understand, I love to camp to this day. Brother Glass merely tolerated. He did it only because he loved me. So we went down, and we had just had some work done. I think we had the transmission went out. We had driven it up from the LA area. And so that was all done, and we were in great shape, right? We headed off, we were headed to Big Sur on the coastline, Highway 1 South. And so we got somewhere between home and Monterey, and the car started steaming like an artichoke. And the problem was the radiator. I guess you need to change that when you do the trans. Anyway, the point is, we limped into Monterey, had to go to take it to a garage, pay for the repair. We were able to pick it up, thank God, at least the next morning, but we had to get a motel, and it was rather difficult with a little puppy. So there we were, and then this is really classic Murphy's Law. So everything was fine. We got our little dog. We headed south in the van. It was very exciting. We pulled into Big Sur, and we had the most wonderful the rest of the day. Sabrina learned her, took her first swimming lessons, and we were getting all settled. We did, it was just a van. There were no we had a camp stove, stuff like that. So we unloaded everything, and everything was wonderful. Then the next morning, we had this idea. Let's take Sabrina, and we were going to go down to the ocean. So, okay, we pulled on Highway 1, made a right turn, went a little ways, and then we heard the most awful noise that the van made. And I don't know anything about cars, but I know that it wasn't good. Well, but Brother Glass pulled over to the side of the road, and the rear end had gone out. That was the extent of our camping trip. And we had to be towed back to San Jose, where Brother Fred, who was a mechanic, our elder at the time, worked on it to fix it. And he had to drive us back home to Tracy. That was a very memorable first camping trip for Neil. Oh, and then there was another vacation we had. We had a gentleman that was printing, and Brother Glass said, I just want to stop in the office, make sure the printing was done, because the mailing had to go out. And guess what? It wasn't. So the camping trip was canceled, and he ran the press, and we worked on the mailing. And up to this present time, there have been all sorts of things. Oh, like we had insurance, two major risk medical companies, and twice they went bankrupt, and we were like unbelievably $1,000 in debt. I mean, he had had bypass surgery, and God did a miracle. All those financial indebtedness was totally taken care of. We went to the doctor, and I just sat there quietly praying in the lobby, praying and crying. And the doctor, wonderful cardiologist, Brother Glass, the attorney said, just wait. Well, he couldn't do that. He had to go in. He said, I've got to share something with you. And when the doctor heard that, he said, well, we've got to do something about that. And he called all those who were related to the anesthesiologist who'd given threatening calls and said everything was written off. So God has really undertaken, but again, if anything could go wrong, it did. And even after Brother Glass passed away, I've had plans fall through, computer problems ad infinitum, and finally a revelation begins to dawn on me. And that was, I'm under the bondage and under the, mental apprehension of Murphy's Law. So I decided that I needed to do something for my life, and I know it was operating perhaps in your life. We need to do what the scriptures say to annul Murphy's Law. Now, what does it mean to annul? Well, if you know me, I will give you a definition. It means to do away with, to put an end to make no longer binding under the law, to invalidate, and to cancel. So indeed, that is something that we definitely need to do, because the enemy can just work. He can do things that just throw us into total crisis, into tumult, into confusion, into grief. And when we get terribly panicked, we're not thinking soundly. And the Lord does not want us ever to be in that state emotionally. Now, He's given us, there's natural responses when we're in a situation that would bring danger to our physical body or anything, you know, our person. And that's natural fear. And that is something that God has given to preserve us, to protect us. And that is a short-lived fear, and we can respond and do something about it. Get out of danger. We see a car coming and we almost get hit. We can step back so we're not hit. And then, of course, the fear of the Lord. That is the only true fear, the reverence that we have for our God. But the scriptures tell us in 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And beloved, that's what we need to pursue. That's a good scriptural foundation to annulling Murphy's Law. We don't have to be fearful. We have to realize God loves us. He's undertaking for us. He's given us a sound mind, the mind of Christ, and He has given us power over all the work of the enemy, not just his immediate attacks against us, but all the mental attacks that are really a great part of Murphy's Law, because you're thinking, if anything can go wrong, if you think that, by George, it will. Well, at any rate, my podcast, my time is coming to a close, and so we'll continue on this tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. I do invite you to pray. If you're having problems with Murphy's Law, let's agree together so we can break that natural law off of your life and ministry. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.